Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is here, too. And Al Q and Jim Solomon from the Federation of Fly Fishermen, the One Surf Fly. We got a lot to talk about. We got so many things on the agenda today to talk about. We haven't talked about the Carp Throwdown, which is going to be a great event, and we'll get that to that. But first, got a lot to talk about.
You're not kidding, man. We're having a great time. I love it. I love stuff that's different, and that's what this is, and so much fun and so accessible and easy to deal with, and I'm having a great time, and I hope you guys are too. And there's a lot more coming in this hour. If you want to join us, be a part of it. You got questions about fly fishing, all kinds of this great stuff going on, give us a call. We would love to hear from you. Two ways you can do that with Let's Talk Hookup. Again, our local line, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or call us toll-free, that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we giving out all this great info with Al and Jim here, also a fantastic prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a three-quarter-day trip aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing with our good friend Captain Ryan Bostian. These guys are doing a great job in the San Diego catching all that fish. And with that comes a six-pack of live deception jigs, courtesy of our good friends at Ahi USA.
Yeah, indeed. Going to be a good time there on the San Diego. You can even take your fly rod.
Sure. Absolutely.
Matt Brawl will be stoked about it. Yeah. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for the Catch Report, and our FishDope.com report today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need to get that Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next trip to help you catch everything from school size, tuna to record size. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono or to Fluorocarbon. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. And tomorrow will be a great day to stock up on your Sato crimps, because I know Sato crimp, tack glue, all of that Spectra connection stuff will be on sale for Day at the Docks.
No way! At Fisherman's Landing Tackle?
You better believe it, man. Come on
really?
Now. Yeah.
You got that on sale. You got a bunch of... I did lunch with Doug Kern yesterday. He was telling me about all the sales stuff. You have a Day at the Docks tomorrow?
The cool thing about Day at the Docks is it's the last of the events. You know, it's the last of the events before the season. So everything that was a closeout, an overstock, whatever it may be, this is the chance. You know, the season's here. Like, this is a very unique year. And that normally, let's face it, it's April. Things are usually slow right now. And so we have time to deal with all the stuff in the tackle shop. We don't this year. Like, we're going to turn around, and it's going to be full-on season time. So, no, everything that we have that we need that is over, it all has to get blown out for Day of the Docks. So we have room for the season. Yeah, it's going to be
including
a great...
Including the Sato crimps and the glue and everything.
It's going to be an epic Day at the Docks tomorrow for sure.
Well, Mark Wish, you coming?
You know, I've been thinking about it.
Why not?
That'd be fun, huh?
It's a good time,
man.
For sure.
Yeah. I'll talk to my buddy. I was going to work on our boat so we can... get ready to go catch some of this fish, but I don't know. Maybe we'll go goof around. That'd be good, huh?
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah. But, you know, guys, just about the time we think we got it figured out here, Mother Nature reaches deep down in her bag of tricks and pulls out another huge surprise. I mean, big yellowfin tuna in the cool water of early spring, that's got to be a first forever. So the first one was like 25 pounds mixed in with that bluefin out there on the 60. I can kind of get that one there. But then midweek, those guys on the Pacific Queen, they had a great day on that really good grade bluefin chasing them bird schools around this net, managed to scratch up an excellent catch, and then got three more yellowfin in the 50-pound class. Man, that's just unheard of and for the cool waters of April. I mean,
April.
April.
They had a score on 50-pound yellowfin before taxes were due.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, I kind of got the Wahoo in September. You know, you can see that with everything building, but this one just unbelievable. For whatever the case, I think it bodes very well for summertime. And, you know, and speaking of that bluefin down there also, there's a lot of that fish around. And I heard the first 100-pounder caught. One of our customers got a 101 and a 73 here the other day. So that's just,
Absolutely awesome.
Yeah, unbelievable. But another action. This wind was definitely a little bit of a setback, kind of a bummer here. It was getting really interesting at the islands there. There was some good run-and-gun surface iron fishing at Cometti for a couple days there. Both ends of the island, nice grade of fish. And hopefully that bounces back after the weather comes down here. No reports from FBI at all this week, just mostly weather. And then Catalina, a little uptick over there. That smaller grade yellow is scattered around all over. Nothing new about that. It's been biting all winter. Backside east and backside west has been kind of the best zones there. But the best improvement in a squid situation, you know, all winter there's been a few dabs, that really tiny little stuff you got to put four on a hook to have any kind of a meaningful bait. But a little bit more regular, and I mean a little bit. This is still like hard work to get a little bit to fish with. But, you know, actual decent-sized bait showed up. And as a consequence there's been a little bit more sea bass to go along with it. We might actually have a spring season over there this year, which we haven't seen too much of the last couple. So, but with the wind going down, hopefully that bluefin tuna floats up. I hope the guys that left last night took a double dose of seasick pills because there's still a big lump on the water, and it'll be interesting to see what happens this weekend.
Yeah, not a very pleasant day to be out on the big pond.
A little bit of wind.
Yeah.
A little bit of wind, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's coming down. And as soon as that wind backs off, you know, I think, you know, the amount of fish that's scattered around, I mean, that bluefin's going to float right up. And, I mean, there's a big area of fish from all the way down outside that Bonda Bank there where they were scraping out them good ones to up to about the 181. I mean, there's a nice stretch of fish scattered around.
Oh, yeah. And Danny at Fish Dope had all the information from guys like you and all the sources. Fishdope.com is on the pulse of all of that stuff right now. Save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code Hook up now, lowercase, no space, hook up now.
And I'll say one thing about Fish Dope. Those guys don't mind sparing the expense to make things happen, too. I mean, they were paying to have planes up, flying. I mean, that's not a service that you find anywhere else. I mean,
it's a visual thing.
Yeah, exactly. And so those guys literally put the planes up when the weather's good, and there's GPS numbers according to where they caught. I mean, those guys are flying just looking for fish. It's an awesome, awesome service, and there's nobody that puts out the information like the guys at Fish Dope.
Yeah, for sure. The other thing I'll mention, too, it's kind of the same subject, different, is Ollie's new show, Local Knowledge, sponsored by Beat Outdoors. I'm telling you, I don't watch a lot of fishing TV shows. That show is good.
That's great.
That show is really interesting. It's really well done. They've done an excellent job with that.
Yeah.
If you haven't checked it out, you can stream it at BD Outdoors.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So check that out.
How nice was that they had the cameras when he just happens to catch a nice little swordfish?
That was nice, wasn't
so
it?
Rad.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Mark, how do we find you? We want to come fishing.
P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. The phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com with new pictures of 180-gallon custom bait tanks.
Whoa,
that's what I'm talking about.
Well, you're going to have to upgrade,
Ricky. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, anymore, Ricky.
All right, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks. Maybe we'll see a day at the docks tomorrow.
I'm going to try and make it. Yeah, that'd be fun.
All right, thanks for the call.
All right, let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos on the line. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Well, we definitely got off to a nice start before the weather kind of kicked in and put an end to things there. The Outer Limits last Sunday, actually, 23 anglers, 33 bluefin, one yellowfin, and three yellowtail on their one-day trip.
On a one-day?
That looked like a good start to the week there. And then the next day, new C4, 17 anglers, 6 bluefin on the half-day in the afternoon there.
And what size were those bluefin?
There are some bigger ones in there. I didn't get to see most of them, but they're in that 20 to 50-pound range. There's definitely some big fish on there.
I only know that because I know the big fish, I think, was 63 pounds or something. I mean, it's just crazy.
And like you said, I mean, they got the word out there. Someone said, hey, we saw some bluefin. We had a decent group of guys. We sent them out there to take a look. They got into that bluefin, 6 of them there. Like I said, one really big one, some other. I mean, any bluefin is a good bluefin to catch on a half day in April, and can't really argue with that. They went out the next day, though, didn't really find anything there. So, you know, one shot there, but, again, half-day bluefin, can't really argue much with that. The San Diego on Tuesday, 48 anglers went out, caught a bluefin, a little tougher there. Not so much luck after that, and then the weather hit. So kind of put an end to it. A little bit of half-day still out there. Great bottom fishing on those half-days when they're not going offshore catching tuna. And the San Diego's back out there down at the island today taking a look around. So hopefully we have a little bit more robust count, and we definitely have some nice fishing, just not enough of it this week with that wind moving in and kind of, you know, keeping people home. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Half day, three-quarter day, one day, day and a half. Still trying to get that first twilight trip out there. And you know, usually the first month's a little bit of a struggle, like I said, especially with some kind of weather coming through here. It's going to be tough. But soon enough, we'll be running those regularly also. So lots of options. Definitely take a look there, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, get you out there fishing. You can always come down to the number one tackle shop in San Diego here. Get a Rock Cod Rick breakfast burrito while you're here. Get your reel six. Get some new reels. Visit the guys in the office in person.
And you can get an autograph from Marcos on the radio.
Yeah,
Marcos
absolutely. Radio. You know, I think I still have some autographed Rock Cod Rick pictures around somewhere, too. If you were to make a nice request, I might be able to find one.
Oh, well done. Marcos, great report as always. Glad to hear there's so much going on in Seaford with some good weather coming. I think that bluefin's going to be right back in action. Great report, man. Appreciate it as always. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial with the Northern Baja Report. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Rick.
Excellent. What's going on in Northern Baja?
Well, the trend on both sides of the peninsula is that the yellowtail are starting to move to the surface. There's been some wind down there, but for the most part, not like up here, so still lots of good days to get out on the water. Down at Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion, the grouper, yellowtail, and roosters are starting to show again. The whale sharks are still in the bay. La Bocana and Asuncion, that region typically holds some more wind a little longer, so not a lot of reports there yet, but some guys are starting to get out on selected days. Bay of L.A., the yellowtail started to go on the chew. San Quintin, yellowtail are up at the surface. People are starting to get them on the surface iron. And there's a couple parties planning to head out and look for some bluefin there. It's been a little rough on the outside, but I think this weekend and into next week they're going to get out and see if the bluefin are there. So the guys out of San Quintin can make a run and catch some closer to shore there. Ensenada, school-sized yellowtail are up on the surface freezing around here and there all throughout the bay. Good showing of reds and wings. Earlier in the week, as Mark mentioned, the bluefin were pretty close to the south end there off Bonda Bank, so guys at Ensenada might start to gather a few of those up this weekend. And then further up in the Sea of Cortez, Gonzaga Bay, grouper continuing to show. The Cabrilla are on the spawn, so they're really starting to get active, and guys have been doing real well on those. And up at San Felipe, Sierra around in good numbers. So all of that stuff looks like a lot of fun, and you know, maybe there's a little less wind. There's a lot to do down there, so maybe a good weekend to head down and get away from a little bit of our rough weather up here and get down to Baja.
That sounds like a plan to me, Rick. And, of course, Sport Fishing Financial, you help people, you take people fishing, and you also help them make money to go fishing with, right, at Sport Fishing Financial?
Absolutely. We've got, you know, some trips coming up here in May. We've got all through June and July. We'll be with you guys at Rancho Leonero. We've got an investor symposium this Thursday, the 28th, going on in La Jolla. So lots going on to talk about, fishing finance. Try to reach me at the office on the phone line, 949-481-1807, or look us up on the web.
Awesome.
Sportfishingfinancial.com. All right.
We'll see you guys tomorrow at Day of the Docks. Looking forward to hanging out with the crews.
All right, great. We'll see you there. Thanks, Rick from Sport Fishing Financial. See you tomorrow at Day of the Docks. Captain Buzz is on the line from the Prowler. Good morning, Buzz.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, just
no,
lost Buzz. He's obviously he's on the boat.
Yeah, I know that.
And hopefully we'll get him back here. But I know Buzz will be our guest in the studio 1 week from tomorrow, so that'll be always good. But he's actually on the boat, on the water right now. And right when there, hopefully he'll try and give us a call back and give us an on-the-water report. Now, one thing, that's our catch for now.
You got it, which, again, is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. You know, one thing we always say about Fisherman's Processing is how well they take care of your catch. Your catch is a valuable thing, so why not take the best possible care of it in bringing it to Fisherman's Processing? They have the most professional facility, the most professional cutters, packaging, handling. All the extra services they offer, the smoked fish, the jerky, the tuna burgers, all of the premium cans, like everything the Fisherman's Processing do is at that highest level. And once you try Fisherman's Processing, you will be hooked. You can check Fisherman's Processing for more details. You can check their website, fishermansprocessing.com. And one of the coolest seminars going on at Day at the Docks is you can watch Raymond do a complete full fish filleting seminar. He's going to take a large-sized tuna, break down the entire thing, how he makes his cuts, why he makes his cuts. It's going to be a very cool seminar going on at Day at the Docks.
Yeah, check that out tomorrow. Oh, man, we had Buzz, and we lost him again. So hopefully he'll get to a spot where he can get through a little cleaner there. But he's coming back. And you know one thing also, those of you that are going to the CCA California event on the Pacific Provider tonight, want to thank the guys from Fisherman's Processing and Rock Cod Rick, because it's your fish, Rick, that they are using. It's the smoked fish that you're going to have at that event tonight was provided by Rick and Sean and Rosie over at Fisherman's Processing. So we want to thank them for their generous donation to CCA and helping that event. And you guys are going to dine on some good stuff tonight. For sure. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
Phones are literally packed solid. Every single fine line is full. We want to talk to Al, talk to Jim. And let's start with Harry, who's calling us from La Jolla. Hi, Harry. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi there, guys. How are you all?
Great. Good. How are you doing?
I have several questions. One is, what is the forward distance that you can throw a fly line? Second is, after the release, what portion of the line or what percentage of the line actually comes out of the basket? And then the third thing is, on the backswing, what is the minimum distance you need for clearance? And is sidearm casting done?
Wow, Harry.
That's a four-part question. Jim, why don't you field this question?
Well, I think the first question was distance.
Yeah, how far can you throw a fly line, Jim?
Well, you know, for a real experienced caster, you know, a good caster can throw it 80 feet, you know, 70, 80 feet. Some guys make 100 feet. But you have to understand one thing. Most world records in fly fishing are caught between 40 and 60 feet. If you're fishing the surf, that's a little different thing. More water, the farther you can cast, the more water you can cover, more chances of picking a fish up. But when you're talking about permit or you know,
sight fishing,
boy, that 40-foot mark is right there. You got to be consistent and accurate, and you got to be able to get a cast off really fast because fish move really fast.
So we'll take accuracy over distance.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. And as far as back cast, it just mirrors your forward cast. So if you're going to cast 60 feet, on the back cast, you're going to cast 60 feet on the forward cast. It's the same amount. How much line do you throw? That's whatever line you have out. If I strip 40 feet of line into my stripping basket and I make a back cast and I let it go, I'm going to throw 40 feet of line. So
on your full cast, you're using every bit of that line that's in your stripping basket is going to be made with your cast.
Pretty much. You shouldn't have more line in your basket than you really need.
When you're talking about the surf, you're casting with what we call a shooting head. That's generally 28 to 30 feet. That's the weight. That's the total grain.
All the mass is in the front.
Yeah. So that's what loads a rod. That's what's bending your rod so you can fling that line out. You got a formula, fling the line out. And so generally you want to have that amount of line out. And if you're a shooting head, that shooting head's attached to what we call a very thin running line. So you want to have what we call an overhang, about 5 feet of overhang. That's the distance between where the head loops onto your running line. You get any more than 5 or 6 feet out, then the whole loop collapses because that running line is very thin, and you got this big heavy
mass
out in front of you. So you want to be able to cast with on a shooting head 30 feet plus an overhang, no more than that, or else you just
and that's not a big cast.
No.
You can learn that pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's a very short stroke, and
there's
a lot involved. You really have to,
sure. You
know, like I say, get an instructor, a good instructor with you.
Now, you guys, speaking of which, have a company called The Fly Zone, where you do a training program, a fly fishing training program. Tell us about that.
We kind of developed a little boot camp for guys taking exotic trips or actually going anywhere. We find that a lot of guides, what they do is they get these guys to go on these amazing trips, and by the third or fourth day, they finally figure out what they're doing, and they start catching fish. And our job, me and Jimmy, is try to show them tackle and flies and casting techniques so that they hit the ground running. So the guides are supposed to take you and put you on fish. They're not really supposed to teach you how to cast. And that's kind of what we try to do is get the guys ready like a boot camp ready for that trip, depending on where they're going. If they're fishing in the jungle, if they're fishing on a flat, if they're fishing on the LA River, wherever it could be.
Yeah, we up get in Alaska, ready. Whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how does it work? Do you do different sessions, and it, is it one-on-one, or you do groups?
We'll do one-on-one, we'll do groups, you know, and people will call us and say, hey, look, I'm going to, we had a group of guys, we're going to Jurassic Lake in Argentina. So we took those guys and we said, oh, okay, so they're going to the lake and it's blowing really hard. The wind blows really hard.
30, 40 miles an hour.
Some guys will take two-handed rods.
Wow.
And so we're prepared to teach those guys two-handed or single-hand and how to fight and how to cast in the wind, because the wind is the big nemesis. People go on these trips, you know, and they don't realize that wind, you were talking about wind, just about, you know, the wind we had.
Yeah.
You get out in a place like that and you got wind to deal with. It's very difficult, so you got to know how to deal with wind, and so we teach all those things.
We do a Let's Talk Hookup trip every year to Christmas Island with Cast Tours, and I think a lot of people that go on our trip come more from a conventional background than they do from a fly background, myself included. I mean, I had casted a very teeny bit of fly fishing in Mammoth and things like that, but knew very little about it. I think this is the perfect thing for that. If you're a guy that has the skill set of a fisherman, but hasn't done a ton of fly fishing, you don't need to be an expert to catch a bonefish at Christmas Island, but just having the, you know, being able to go with a couple of guys and get you trained up for what you're about to do, it's going to just shorten your learning curve so much.
Yes, it does shorten, and it lessens the frustration.
I'm sure.
You know, you spend a lot of money, you go there, and then you're dealing with, oh, God, how do I get the line? How do I strip my line? How do I hook the fish? What do I do with all this line in my feet? It's wrapping around my legs. You don't want to be, you know, frustrated.
Right.
So we want to take that frustration out and make it more comfortable for your trip so you can catch
that fish. We try to duplicate the situations you're going to be in.
I think it's a great idea.
Before you get there.
And how does one get involved with you guys?
For now, the best way, if you want to do something like this, we're in the L.A. area. I would say go through the One Surfly site just to kind of shoot us an email. That's onesurfly.com.
Okay.
We don't have a website up. We're pretty much through personal references right now.
Okay.
But we will have a little site up pretty soon.
Onesurfly.com.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a great idea.
All right. Let's jump back in the phones.
All right. How about we talk to Rudy? He's calling us from Carlsbad. Rudy, thanks for hanging in there with us this morning.
Hi, Rudy.
Good morning, gentlemen. Some of my questions have already been answered, but what do you consider the ideal rod to use, you know, for surf as a general rule and line for a starter?
Well, the surf has got a different personality from the winter to the summer. So in the wintertime, we can use a lighter outfit, like a 6 or a 5 or 6 or 7, and then in the wintertime when we have wind and big waves, you might want to go up to an 8. So if I would pick one rod to cover all situations, a 7 would be probably your best bet. And you want to have a sinking line, a sinking shooting head, about 28, 27 feet of sinking heavy line in the front with a running line in the back. And, again, if you go to a fly shop and you tell them you want to fish to surf, you want to get tell them you want an integrated sinking line for a 7 weight, which would probably be about 250 to 300 grains.
Now, you mentioned the fly store in La Jolla in San Diego. There's a few stores up in L.A.
There's Marriott's,
right,
which is in Fullerton. There's the Fisherman's Spot.
The Spot is kind of the headquarters, right?
Van
Nuys.
Yeah.
And it's a shame there's not more good fly stores like that.
Yeah, there's also His and Hers.
His and Hers, yeah. We don't want to forget our good friends over at His and Hers in Newport Beach.
Newport, yeah.
Yeah. He moved locations, too.
Yes.
So he's just down the street. Same street, but just moved down.
Correct.
Down the street there.
And support your
and
local
he's
fly
quite
shop.
A fly instructor, too.
Yeah, Frank is.
Oh, Frank's an amazing fly instructor.
He can throw a long line. Lessons. Yeah.
Yeah. He was a distance caster, right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
But he can throw it far.
But try to support your local shops because there's not a lot of them around, and we need to keep them there. So.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely.
But, you know, like, again, I like to just reiterate that Long Beach Casting Club, boy, if you can get down there on a Tuesday night or, you know, hang out with the guys down there, Joe LeBoo and Vanderhoof and Mito, you know, you're really going to learn quickly.
You'll learn a lot.
A lot. And, you know, and these guys are just donate a lot of their time free. You know, they just love the sport, and they want to see people get good.
That's a good thing. Absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Always full of good information this week, talking about yellowfin. Yeah, yellowfin in April, right? And of course, bluefin and yellowtail and turkeys and more. Check it out. Stupid this week's
turkeys.
Edition.
Stupid turkeys. That's driving me crazy.
This week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
Hey,
check it out.
Let's jump back into the phones. They are pack solid. Carl and Downey, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Carl.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I have actually a question, but it's kind of a lead in. You've discussed a couple weight rods, if you could. Just cover for what kind of rod I would need for fishing a small trout stream in the Eastern Sierras, say Crowley Lake in the Eastern Sierras, and then surf, and then even big offshore stuff. Just cover the weight.
If you're gonna, excuse me.
Go ahead.
If you're gonna fish small creeks up in the Mammoth area, small little creeks like McGee Creek or Mammoth Creek, 3-weight. Get yourself a little 7'9" or 7'8",
shorter
7.5" shorter rod, lighter.
Spring Creek,
lighter,
right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then if you're going to fish Crowley Lake, 5-weight or 6-weight, you know, and then you go in the surf, like we said, 8-weight, and if you're going out for tuna, you can 12 to 16-weight.
Okay, 12 to 16. Wow. Okay.
Watch out, baby. We can catch anything.
That's the stump puller.
All right. Hope that helps you out. We're encouraging you to check out the Long Beach Casting Club, San Diego Fly Fishers, your local
Golden State Fly Fishing Club is another good fly club.
The clubs will really help you out a lot.
Oh yeah.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. All right, let's try again. Buzz from the Prowler. What's up, Buzz?
Oh, Pete. Hey, sorry about that. We just turned the wrong direction, I guess. Just kind of a conditions check. We're out here on the 60 tomorrow, this morning, and got beautiful conditions. It's still a little bit mixed up, but there's almost zero wind and 64 degree water, and not purple, but pretty clean.
Oh, great news.
Are they biting?
They are not biting yet. We have seen some on the machines, but we're hoping it's time of day. We're trying to be patient.
Now, are you sitting on the anchor there on the 60, or are you just kind of moving around?
We're moving around looking for them with the sonar and, anything we might see visually. That does two things. It lets us look at more ground, and it keeps us away from unwanted ground fish.
Yeah, so the conditions didn't change a lot due to the wind. It's still nice and warm and plenty of good sign.
Absolutely. I think we've got good options for today.
Now, are you on an overnight or a day and a half trip, Buzz?
We're on a day and a half. We got this right till sundown.
Exactly. Cool. Full day on the grounds.
You betcha.
Wow, fantastic. Well, what's next for the Prowler?
Just a day and a half, obviously. We get in tomorrow just in time to clean up and have open house and seminars for Day at the Docks. And then we're scheduled out again tomorrow night on an overnight and the next night on a day and a half. So we're trying to keep busy here.
All right. Well, we'll see you at the Day at the Docks tomorrow. You're going to be hosting seminars and then right back out on the water. Fisherman'sLanding.com. You can book right online, right?
Exactly. Or call the landing at 619-221-8500 and ask for the Prowler.
We'll see you tomorrow at Day at the Docks, and then we'll see you next Sunday, 1 week from tomorrow, here in the Mighty 1090 studio, Buzz. All right, we got both of them there. All right, thanks a lot, Buzz.
Thanks, Buzz.
Appreciate the call this morning.
Talk to you later.
Live from the 60. How about that?
That's
huh?
So cool, man.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Indeed. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You got it, Johnny in Encinitas. You're up on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Johnny? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning.
I was calling because I've never been fly fishing. Always been intrigued by it. And, supposedly, after I get a new setup and all that, where would be a good spot as a beginner to learn how to fly fish?
Park. The park. Go to the park first and learn how to cast.
Yeah. You're in Encinitas there. I would maybe go to one of the local lakes or something like that even and try it out.
I'm not familiar with
one of the lagoons.
Yeah.
What about like the saltwater lagoons?
Saltwater
access
go
down there.
Sure. Absolutely. Just make sure you have enough room to back cast. Mm-hmm. Right, guys?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Safety is key.
Yeah. And also, like I said, San Diego Fly Fishers, get on their website and see when they're hosting their free clinics. They do a free clinic every week to teach you how to fly cast, and that's a really nice deal.
Yeah, I'll check into the Fly Stop, too. You could ask
the Fly Stop in La Jolla.
And
there's several guys that teach lessons, too.
Yes, there's lots of guys down here.
Yeah.
Sure.
Speaking of which, the carp throwdown with our good buddy Conway Bowman.
That's right.
Yeah, that's another thing that's an easy game for a new fly fisherman, right?
I wouldn't say an easy game for a new fly fisherman.
Okay.
Because that's pretty technical. It's a technical fishery. But by all means, beginners can come down to the carp throwdown and go out there and fish. It's probably a very unique fishery. I mean, me and Conway started this thing about 5 years ago, and this year it's going to be May 21st at Lake Henshaw. And we're hoping that the wind's going to blow a little bit. We're going to get some hoppers in that lake and get those fish going, because we're going to be fishing floating lines with styrofoam hoppers.
So you were telling me about that. You said that's one of the few times when you really want the wind to blow, because it'll blow big grasshoppers onto the water, blow them out there, and then the carps will literally come up and just crush them on the surface.
You get these foam lines that form across the lake, and they line up like tarpon, and they just
that
come up
so
and start
rad.
Sipping and eating. All you see is lips. As far as you can see, you see these lips come up and sucking down.
And those
that's awesome.
Pull hard.
Oh, yeah, they do, man. No kidding.
It's epic. It's pretty epic.
That's rad.
And it's a great time. And we usually spend the night over on Friday night. And we usually have a band, a little barbecue, and we have great prizes. And it's just a great camaraderie. There's two divisions. There's a boat division. You can be two to a boat, or there's a wade division. And you could be a single angler. And the waders usually do sometimes a lot better than the guys on
and
the boat.
And you stay in the cabins there right at Henshaw?
Stay right at the
killer
cabin.
Spot to eat?
It's like you go back to the 1950s.
That's rad. Really. I love it out
awesome.
There.
Awesome.
Yeah. How do you get into the carp throwdown?
You can get in there by just going on the site, carpthrowdown.com. Or the registration, everything's online there. And then also on, I think it's April 25th, at the Fly Stop, Conway and a bunch of our local guys are going to be there doing a little carp seminar.
Cool.
From 6 to 9. It's free. And I encourage people, if you're interested in going to the carp throwdown, to go visit these guys and ask them all the questions you can, because they'll have everything.
Very good. Really you know that the carp is the number one sport fish in Europe?
Want to get your stick bent and your string pulled?
That's it.
Yeah, I remember that. Trust me. That was a long time
ago.
Dave,
it's interesting. Back in the 70s, Dave Whitlock used to rave about carp, and we used to go, "Okay, that guy's a country bumpkin. Who wants to catch a carp?"
Get out of here,
right?
Kook.
Now all of a sudden, everybody wants to catch a carp. Because number one, they're smart.
So many closet carp fishermen.
I'll bet.
That once
they won't admit it.
They won't admit it.
Yeah.
But once they start talking about it, they won't shut up
That's
about
cool.
carp. They just love it.
That's really cool.
Johnny, hey, hope that answers your question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. With the long-range season here, it's time for that Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hook. It's the top angler's first choice for big tuna and other pelagic species. It has the right design and durability to help you catch that fish of a lifetime. Get Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store. When we come back, a lot more of your phone calls, more great information. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
It's a fact. The right jig can outfish live bait, especially when you're using the new live deception jigs from Ahi USA. They use real images of bait fish printed directly onto the jig, and live deception jigs have near bulletproof wire through rigging, 3X must-add treble hooks, and solid welded ring. Live deception jigs hook up and hold up. Available now at all fine tackle shops.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing. Are you aware that Fisherman's Landing has the finest charter boat fleet on the West Coast? We have charter boats from 50 to 85 feet in length and can accommodate charter groups from 8 to over 50 passengers. If you are planning to book a charter this year, I wouldn't wait too long. With the outstanding fishing that we've had the past two seasons, prime fishing dates for 2016 are already disappearing. If you have never booked a charter before, all you have to do is contact a few fishing buddies, pick a date, and call the landing. Our office crew will make booking your charter a breeze. If your group is from 8 to 14 anglers, the Bluefin, Pacific Quest, or Maximus would be perfect. If you have 15 to 35 fishermen, check out the Pacific Dawn, Fortune, Commander, Islander, or the Pegasus. You can also charter our open party boats, Dolphin, Prowler, Condor, and Pacific Queen. Don't allow your prime fishing date to slip away. Charter one of Fisherman's Landing's premier boats for a spring yellowtail trip or a summer or fall offshore tuna trip. You will be happy you did. You can find us at www.fishermanslanding.com or call us at 619-221-8500 to book your fishing charter.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones have been literally packed all morning long. The first time we've had an open phone line since the beginning of the show right now. It's our local number, 858 area code 457-1090.
Speaking of the Royal Star, I want to wish all the anglers on our Let's Talk Hookup trip hosted by the one and only Gary White. They're loading the boat this morning on their way to Cabo to do the fly down, fly back trip. I'll be on the 2017 trip next May, but in the meantime, good luck, Gary White and the gang, going on the Let's Talk Hookup 11-day fly-down, fly-back, or all-star trip. They're departing for Cabo today.
This is always the fun trip to go on because it's the first trip after the maintenance period, so the boat's, like, shiny and killer and beautiful and haven't had us banging sinkers and messing the thing up for the last season, so the boat looks awesome. The guys did a really, really nice job.
Also want to welcome a new sponsor to the radio show, Kussler Yachts. Pete Giacalone and Mike Clark Kussler down there, they're right at the Kona Kai resort there in San Diego on Shelter Island. These guys, you know, it's kind of like when Marty used to say, it's not what the brochure promises. There's a lot of yacht brokers like that. There's a lot of them. And these guys are exactly what the brochure promises. They're good people. They'll find you the right thing. When I was looking for my boat, Pete and I looked at a lot of boats. And he's like, no, it's not the boat for you.
Yeah.
I go,
no matter how much,
man, look at it. He's like, no, I'm telling you, Pete, it's not the boat for you. Now, keep in mind, he's trying to sell me a boat.
I was just
going
to say that, exactly. This is the guy who makes his living on whether or not you buy it or not,
right.
And he's talking you out of, and I know, and I know because you've told me a couple times, this is the one I really want. This is what I want to get. Nope, nope, that's not what
you want.
Buy that trust
boat.
Me. And he's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you found the perfect
ride. We flew all the way to Texas looking at a Riviera out there. And it looked good. I mean, survey came out great and everything. The surveyor said, yeah, this is a good boat. He says, don't buy it. It's got some issues. You don't want it. And, I mean, we spent a lot of money to go there, and he spent a lot of time and everything like that. Finally found the right boat. And
that's awesome.
And that's,
what a cool
story. That's the kind of guys they are at Kussler. They're going to find you the right boat, whether it be a small boat or a big boat. And they're going to be real honest with you and straightforward. And Pete's been in the biz for a long, long time. As well as all his cousins have been in the biz, too. He's got cousins all over the place here.
Well, he's a fisherman.
He's
and,
a fisherman.
You know, and that's what you got going for. You got a guy that gets what we're doing out here.
And they're the regulator dealers. Have you checked out those regulators?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Those regulators are an amazing center console. Yeah. So Kussler Yachts, welcome them to Let's Talk Hookup, and look forward to having them on the show here real, real soon. The other thing I want to mention, again, is the One Surf Fly tournament a week from today. We have been discussing it. Let's talk again about it. How does one get involved with the One Surf Fly at Dockweiler Beach next Saturday in Playa del Rey?
If you have a fly rod and you've cast a sinking line and you feel comfortable doing that, I would suggest coming down 6 o'clock in the morning. The gates open at Dockweiler. It'd be $8 to park. You want to hang a right and go to the north lot. We'll all be out there.
How much is it to get in?
Just to park. It's $8. It's free.
The
One Surf Fly
is free.
Is completely free. We try to support nonprofit organizations. That's what we do. So
wow.
So just come down, bring a fly, bring your stuff, and we'll get you signed up and get you ready to go out there.
All right. And then right after is the after party at Sea Lab, which sounds really interesting over there in Redondo Beach.
Yeah, just go to the onesurfly.com site. It's got all the information on where you can park, about the after party and all that stuff. We'll be at Sea Lab. It'll be a great time. We'll have a tremendous raffle. We have so many amazing sponsors that help us support our raffle each year, and we hope to raise a lot of money for our two nonprofits, alligator.org and Sea Lab.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is if you're not a fly fisherman, you don't have a fly rod, you can participate by being an observer, right?
We can get you out there trying to be a spotter. What you do is you'll get yourself a little whistle, a little grease pencil. You'll get
And you'll provide all that for
us. A ruler. Yeah, we'll give you all the stuff, and we'll show you how to mark the card. And then at the end, we just collect all the cards and figure out who won the prizes.
So you could go out there and participate and say, nah, you're out.
Right.
You broke your fly off, right?
Fly is gone. Give me your card.
You're out.
So if you want to participate in the event and you're not a fly fisherman or you don't have a fly rod, just come down at 6 a.m. and
come down and
sign
see
up
me.
To be a spotter.
Yeah, just look for Al Q and we'll get you on the spotter team.
Ask for Al Q.
I like it.
There you go. All right, let's jump back in the phones.
Phones are packed up. We're going to talk to Doug. He's calling us from Montebello this morning. Doug, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, hi. I have two questions. What's the easier to teach? A boy or girls, youngster, and then is anybody making any progress on the our Friend the Mammal Protection Act?
Well, I can answer the sea lion situation. No. No progress whatsoever. Never will be. Just give it up.
Sucks.
It sucks,
it is what it is.
It's
never going to get better.
Yeah. It's all those crazy people that are bagging on SeaWorld and, it's don't get me started.
Yeah.
Anyway,
right.
What was the other question?
Teaching boys and girls, I think, was a...
Yeah, you were talking about how much easier it is to teach a girl.
Oh, yeah. I mean, each person has their own ability, and, children are easy to teach because they don't have any preconceived ideas and muscle memory. It's all about muscle memory, too. If somebody comes to me and they don't, have a bad habit, if conventional guys, for instance, sometimes it's hard to get a conventional guy to quit snapping his wrist because that's your technique. So, but with, kids, it's fairly easy, but again, it's their ability and their coordination. And when you get to, older people, but you can get an angler who's casted for 30 years and he has a set problem, and that could take a while to deprogram. Yeah, deprogram the muscle memory.
So you're better off starting at the beginning and learning the proper way before when you pick up a fly rod.
And one of the main reasons for doing that is because you won't hurt yourself later on in life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Brian and Trinity, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, this is Brian from Trinity County. I'm wanting to know. I'm wanting to know which lakes are the best ones up in Mammoth.
Oh, you got Crowley Lake is the most popular.
Crowley's insane,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, Crowley's
on a float tube.
Float tube and a boat.
And a boat, yeah.
Yeah.
A boat.
Like yeah.
Oh, doing the Stillwater nymphing. Is on Crowley is yes.
Yeah.
You can catch a lot of fish and big fish.
Yes, you can. Yeah, Crowley would be the number one lake.
Yeah. So try that one out. And thanks for calling us from Trinity. You must be listening to us on the Mighty 1090 app, which you can download on your iPhone or your Android device. You can also listen, as I did last week in Panama City, on the web. I listened on the Mighty 1090 app on my iPad and just tuned into Rick while he was talking to the guys from 22nd Street Landing.
That was a fun show. Those guys did a great job. I really enjoyed that.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I want to bring your attention again to our website, hookup1090.com. Like I said, I did that little report on Lake Barrett. All kinds of good stuff on there. So check it out, hookup1090.com. You can go to our store, our shop page, all our links, everything about it. Our Facebook page, we've been very active on our Facebook page and our Instagram page. All the links to our social media are up on the top right corner of our website, hookup1090.com. I'm working on a video from our Panama trip as well as a story from our Panama trip. Watch for that coming up very, very soon. And might also mention that a week from today, I'll be broadcasting live from Mazatlan, Mexico, with Ken Frankie and the gang from Sport Fishing Association. We'll have some of the El Jefes of Mexican Fisheries from Mazatlan, Mexico. So check that out 1 week from today on Let's Talk Hookup. I also want to mention, to our booth tomorrow after we do our live broadcast at Day at the Docks, 7 and 9 a.m., we'll be broadcasting live from Day at the Docks right in front of Fisherman's Landing, where you can take advantage. Are you going to be selling stuff at 7? Or are they going to knock on it?
Our doors open at 5:30 in the morning for our half-day boat, and we will have deals the second the register opens.
Okay.
So now our outside booth sometimes takes a little longer to put on, but all of the deals that we have for Day at the Docks inside the store, which is virtually everything darn near on sale,
yeah,
will all be happening the second that our doors open. So we will honor Day at the Docks prices even before, quote, the event actually starts.
Yeah. Now, and the day at the Day at the Docks booth for Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to be broadcasting live, and then after we finish setting up or desetting up our broadcast, Dick Warren and Isaiah finish desetting up, we are going to put out closeout items. We're doing it. This is going to be a total. We're not going to do a regular deal. It's all closeout stuff. We're going to have first run Let's Talk Hookup t-shirts that we really no longer sell, just what's left while they last $10.
Oh, what a cool
These are
idea.
100%
awesome.
Cotton with
yeah.
pocket.
Good shirts.
$10. They're great shirts that we just don't.
That normally would be $20.
And they're like the old Wahoo design and the Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water Seminar designs. Good designs. We have a limited quantity, $10 while they last. Also, our full zip hoodie sweatshirts, those really
yeah,
nice, heavy Let's Talk Hookup full zip hoodie sweatshirts. $25. That's what they cost us.
I was going to say, I know, because we sell them for $50.
Yeah.
I know what a good hooded
normally
sweatshirt
$50.
Costs.
They're $25 while they last. So that's tomorrow after the broadcast in the Let's Talk Hookup booth. Be sure to check it out.
I love it. All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Mike in Carlsbad, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you doing? I was wondering, I've got a 5 or 6 weight floating line that I've had on a reel for years and I haven't used. I was wondering if I should just go ahead and get that thing changed out.
What type of fishing are you going to be doing?
Well, what I had originally, I was doing trout fishing with it in Colorado, but it's been a lot of years and probably would be doing some small freshwater. I'd like to try and do some bass fishing with it.
Well, you know, what I would do is I would pull that line off and clean it, get some, you know, some soap and water, clean it up, and cast it. If it's, as long as it's not damaged, the line should be fine.
You can tell by looking at it, it's all cracked or anything?
Yeah, correct. Well, what line is it? Do you know the weight and everything?
I don't know the weight. It's been many years. It's like, it's been on that reel for like 20 years.
Okay, I think you should get a new line.
New line. New line. It's kind of like, it's probably cracked and kind of old. The other thing too about a fly line that I've learned too is if it's been on the reel for a year or so, it has memory, so you can stretch it out, right?
Absolutely.
Tie it to the bumper and pull on it.
Yeah, just don't drive the car off.
Yeah, exactly.
You test the drags out.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, depends on how hard you want to pull,
exactly.
Right? Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's going fishing on a 3-quarter-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth and getting that 6-pack of live deception jigs. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details. For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Fishin' is the mission when Fastlane Kayaks presents Fishin' Mission 2016. During April and May, you can take part in a guided kayak fishing trip with a professional guide and a top-of-the-line, fully outfitted Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And kids are welcome, too. That's right, a 5-hour, fully guided kayak fishing trip on Mission Bay, including use of a Hobie kayak, fishing gear, and more. Spots are going fast, so you need to get on the kayak now. It's Fishin' Mission with Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Call 619-222-0766 or check FastlaneSailing.com.
You've made the investment in a boat, and you know how important it is to take good care of it. That's why you need Monsoon Yacht Service. Mark and his staff specialize in taking care of your boat and making it look its best. No matter if it's on a trailer or in a slip, let Monsoon Yacht Service clean and polish your boat to make it look like new. Monsoon Yacht Service also does fiberglass and gel coat repair, custom rigging, and the best detailing you have ever seen. Be proud of your boat again with the help of Monsoon Yacht Service. 619-405-2176 or check monsoonyachtservice.com.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're the big winner of that three-quarter day trip on the San Diego and those great live deception jigs courtesy of Ahi USA going to Sam in Irvine. Sam, congratulations. Sam was on hold till the end. We tried to get all of our callers in there, but as we always say, if you're on hold till the very end, don't quite make it on the air, you're always in the running for the contest.
Absolutely.
That was the case for Sam. Congratulations.
Congratulations. And Jim and Al, great job, man. We packed them in for fly fishing day.
Great, it shows you there's
a ton of interest in fly fishing. I just wish the fly fishing manufacturers understood that.
I couldn't agree more, but I appreciate you guys letting us have a little bit of airtime today. It was really great.
And thank goodness for guys like you, guys like Michael and the Federation that and the guys like at the Long Beach Casting Club and
Conway,
San Diego, and all the guys that really do the right thing for fly fishing. Thank you guys for spending your time to promote fly fishing and turning people on.
You know, and it's a wonderful club of people. I mean, it's all about the camaraderie, and it's a way of life to me.
Yeah.
And it's just great to see conventional fly guys sharing their information,
absolutely,
respecting everybody's right to fish.
When I was a kid, I looked up to the older guys. They were the guys that were doing it best. And now me and Jim are the old guys, and we want to help the young guys.
The old guys. Yeah.
Cool. So a week from today, the One Surf Fly. Give us, it's onesurffly.com.
Onesurffly.com, yeah. We'll be at Dockweiler Beach, 6 a.m. It'll get started about 7:15, go to about 9:15, and then we're off at 10 o'clock to about 12:30 at the Sea Lab for the award ceremony, the raffle, and just a good time.
And then the Carp Throwdown you and Conway.
Carp Throwdown will be Saturday, May 21st, I believe. It's the weekend before Memorial Day at Lake Henshaw. And we'll be out there Friday night having a good time, doing some music and hanging out. And then that morning we'll get started bright and early. The boats on the dock, we usually have a little Pledge of Allegiance with Louis Armstrong in the morning. And then we're off and going.
There we go. And that's carpthrowdown.com.
Carpthrowdown.com and the Fly Stop for any carp information. And again, Conway's going to be there on April 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. talking everything carp.
Okay, very good. Thank you, guys. Thanks to Adam and Ryan behind the scenes for helping us out today. And thank you for listening. We'll be live from Day at the Docks tomorrow morning right in front of Fisherman's Landing, 7 and 9 a.m. It's going to be a variety show because we're going to have a lot of people there that are going to help us out and be on. We'll probably be starting with Russ from the Shogun, stepping off the Shogun,
giving us
a bluefin tuna report live on the show and a lot more. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you live at Day at the Docks tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mighty 1090.